Welcome to the Productive Cute Podcast. This show is all about empowering you with biblical principles and practical resources to help you overcome being unproductive so you can produce in the area of your passion. Now your host, Quamon Fowler.
All right, this is part one of the episode, How to Make What You Need to Do Your Reality. And so this was good. I thought it was great. I ended up having to redo a stream, and it was good that I did. I had some cuts and some drops in some key points that I was making, so I had to come and redo it. So here's part one of the episode. What's going on? This is Quamon Fowler coming to you of the Productive Q Podcast. And today I wanted to talk to you about how to make what you need to do your reality. Just wanted to dive right in. I was listening to a podcast, actually a video, watching a video. And this one was just on, in order to make your goals a reality, you got to make it a thing that you must do. And it just makes sense. You know, when you want a particular reality for yourself, if you want to change from where you are right now to be in a place that you would like to be, then you have to make the things you need to do a priority, right? So at the time of this recording, it is actually Saturday, which is November the 30th. And we had a great Thanksgiving celebration with my wife and family, and we cleaned up and got some things done. And now we're getting close to the end of a decade. And so, you know, just being thankful and being mindful of all of the things that God has done for me and my family, and just thinking about the things that we've overcome, you know, it just puts you in that reflective mode. And so I wanted to get a chance to record an episode and kind of talk about it. And part of the reason why I started this podcast is because I wanted to share more things in general, you know, just not just pertaining to music, but also my life and like a journal and some of the things that I've learned, and you know, share a lot of insights and things, stories and things like that. So you'll know kind of what makes up me as a man, a husband, a father, a teacher, and a performer. Like, that's all of the different things that I do. And there is roots that go down into God's word, and you know, that has shaped me since a kid. And so it kind of keeps me grounded and keeps me moving forward to accomplish things. So, all right. So yeah, that's my motivation. And so let's dig into this. So if you think about what you need to do in order to make the goals that you have a reality, first of all, you have to assess where you are. And just think about where you are at this particular time and where you need to be now. So like I said, this is coming to the end of November. We're about to end. We got one more month and we'll be done with 2019. And I was just reflecting on the different things that I've done up until this point. And then you think about the motivation even to that brought you to this particular point. And so for me, one of the big highlights for this year is me actively getting into real estate. Okay. And at this particular point, I have two properties, a duplex, and I also have a single family home. I've also, you know, what have I done special? I guess the usual gigs, performances and teaching, you know, that I do, but just assessing where I am at this point and where I would like to be. My YouTube channel at this particular time for my YouTube Jazz Webshed brand, and that's the place where I share my tutorial videos pertaining around the subject of jazz improvisation. That's 6,180 subscribers right now at this particular time. And my channel here, which I'm sharing this podcast through, is what, 2,400 or so, I believe. I don't have an accurate count, but that's where I am right now. And some of the motivation here is to continue to create content weekly. And, the reason why I want to continue to create content, number one, is to share stuff through this channel that, like I said, that talks about, speaks to who I am, you know, as a husband, a father, a teacher, and performer. So you'll see some content about those things coming through this stream and through the Productive Q podcast. Okay, that's assessing where I am. And then, of course, you know, with the motivation for being an entrepreneur, you want to do the things, of course, that you do in order to put yourself in a better financial situation. And just being transparent, I wrote down the different income streams just to share with you what I'm doing. So I teach as an adjunct professor at a college here. I also have gigs, of course. This is Christmas time, and so I have been doing some rehearsals for some gigs. So that's always year-round, different things that pop up sporadically. I have my membership site, which is the Texas Tenor Music Academy, and I have people from around the country and some out of the country who subscribe to my membership site, where I do a master class every Monday night for my members. And I will also here and there do some videos to put into a private group that I have on Facebook and also the membership site itself. So that's a monthly income source that's residual. Also have digital music sales, because I have 7 CDs and a few singles that I've released that are available on the digital platforms that you can check out. Just search my name, Quamon Fowler. Also, I have physical merch that I sell at gigs. We just did a Thanksgiving gig, and of course I was able to sell physical CDs. And also I sold some books. I sold a book or maybe two. Because I did release a book a few years back, The Christian Musician, and that's also available digitally on Kindle and Amazon. The audio book is also available. I released that earlier this year. So digital book sales to go there with the merch, the physical CDs, and the audio that I released, the music sales. Okay, and also a rental property. So like I mentioned, have a few, I have a duplex, and I have a single family home. So those are the rental properties. And then also have the Google AdSense, which is coming through the Jazz Webshed channel. That's off the top of my head. That's what I have. And so, you know, what you do, the whole idea really is think about how did I get to this point? And, you know, it's really good to reflect, and it's also good to write stuff down, because when you write stuff down, that's how you can really measure your progress. And one of the first things you want to do is, you know, keep a journal and put goals down, put a list of things to do. Or if you have things that you got to do daily, if you can post it on your wall. You know, I used to, when I was a teenager, and I talked about this in my book, The Christian Musician, when I was a teenager, I used to, type out lists of things that I needed to do, like daily routines. and of things to practice on. So I would practice scales, arpeggios. I would practice rhythm changes. That's like a certain form of jazz song and blues. I would practice these things. And I would also put on their transpose and all 12 keys, certain licks and stuff like that. So that's all music related goals and things that I needed to do in order to improve myself. So I would do those things weekly, daily, weekly. And then I also had a goal sheet in terms that I put on my wall in terms of things that I wanted. You know, in terms of to get married one day, to have some kids, to own a house, to put out a CD. And those are some of the things that I had on my list. I put on there also to get a driver's license because, you know, I'm visually impaired. And so I was able to get a driver's license. You know, I don't drive as much. But, you know, you can hear more about that story. Well, that visual impairment, you can hear that in the book. I talk about that. And so a lot of my motivation and push in terms of creating the different income streams is just because of the challenges, I guess, being visually impaired and can't do some of the jobs that most people can do. So I've always been a performer and a teacher, so I've always been motivated to share. And, you know, as I've learned and grew my skill and talent in the particular area of music, of course, I have a lot of systems and things that I do that helped me to get to this point. And it's, you know, a lot of it is because being visually impaired. So anyway, I talk about a lot of that in my book. But the whole point, I'm just saying, write this stuff down. And as you write it down, you know, you want to pray over it too, you know, pray over it, and you pursue it daily. And the cool thing about now with YouTube, you know, you guys and girls are helping me because you give me feedback on the videos. You know, it encourages me. I get emails and comments and stuff, people just telling me they appreciate the content, they're inspired by it. So that encourages me to continue to create new content and just keep it coming, because I've grown from watching other YouTube creators, and I've grown also just going back and looking at some older videos. I've seen the growth. And so this is good. It's just accountability, you know. And so you can do the same thing. I'm not saying that you have to create YouTube videos. Maybe that's not for everybody. Sometimes if you just record yourself and for your own personal, you know, just for your own personal, what's the word I'm looking for? Just record yourself and then go back and listen to it. And because the thing about it, in order to measure your progress, you got to write it down. You got to have something to document where you were, how you were thinking, and what was going on at the time. And then you'll see your growth. You'll be able to see how you've grown. Many aspiring musicians most often don't get the balanced mentorship that they need to be functional away from their music. Most grow up desiring to travel the world and play on the big stage, but they end up neglecting their natural God-given role as just being a good man or woman, husband or wife, and father or mother. The good musicians are often told that they have a musical gift, and end up going through life believing all they are supposed to do in life is play their instrument for a living. The irony behind this thinking is, when musicians receive this as their only purpose, they limit their full potential as a human being and struggle to develop other skills outside of music. This is The Christian Musician, an audiobook that I have available on audible.com. You can listen to it for free if you start your free trial with Audible today by going to QuamonFowler.com/audiobook. This book will really bless you. Okay. So one of the things that I wanted to do with my content, I wanted to make it to where I could release at least 3 videos a week for my Jazz Webshed channel. And also for the Productive Q, I want to create these podcasts at least once a week. And I want to do more lives, Facebook lives or YouTube lives, you know, and be able to get some interaction with you. So with all of these things, you always want to have scripture to go with it. And so I thought about Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, the thing that's so key about scripture, man, it really keeps the main thing. When you can meditate on the word of God, pray the word of God, and aim to walk it out daily, it's like it'll keep you on track to get to the end. And that's the thing about God's word, is his promises. And if you trust and believe him, you will actually have what you ask for or what you say. You know, it will become your reality, right? When you make things a priority, you know, they become your reality, you know. And so another scripture, of course, this is the faith scripture. You know, this is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. Of course, I learned that one, shoes, as a kid, you know, back in Vacation Bible School. They would drill us and have us to remember these or commit these scriptures to memory. And so think about this. This is very powerful because it's a few different things in here to take away from the scripture. Say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So when you like at this particular time, you know, as I'm doing this video, this is the substance. This is actually a glimpse of what I'm hoping for right now. And so it is the evidence of a thing that is not seen. So it's certain things that I am believing God for, you know, from me actually doing this. This is actually a seed planted. This is actually that first step. And so as I do these videos, is actually an act of faith. I'm acting on my belief. Something that was a thought or an idea first, now it has manifested itself because I've taken this first step. And now, you know, when you consume the content, you listen to the podcast or you watch the video or whatever, then it could give you hope. It can ignite something within you to inspire you to say, hey, I can do that too, or I can do what I've had an idea. I got an idea that I wanted to pursue, and this is encouraging me to pursue it. And so that's the thing about acting on your faith and recording things, because it reminds you, it'll give you some accountability too. You know, if it's just you or if you're sharing it with others, it's a way to keep yourself accountable to continue to move forward into the thing that you believe in God for. Okay. Now, here's something that happens, you know, as we think about the things that we want to do or really need to do. We always would have these doubts. You know, our mind, we think like 50 something thousand thoughts a day. So just think about all of the bad thoughts that go through our minds, or if we don't have a good system to get rid of those bad thoughts or to cast down those imaginations, like the Bible say, if we don't do that and we spend time entertaining these ideas of what could go wrong, then a lot of times it'll keep us paralyzed from moving forward. And that's what fear is. It keeps you paralyzed from moving forward. They also have an acronym for fear, like false evidence appearing real. And when you think about it, fear is the opposite direction of faith. Like, you can have faith to believe on something good happening, you know, and then you can have faith to believe in something bad to happen. And really, you'll have either one, depending on what you're thinking about. You know, so I'm not saying, you know, don't be wise and think things through before you just do it. But I'm saying that if you don't do anything, then there's nothing to evaluate. Because that's the thing. When you take a first step, you did something, and there's, you got some results. And I remember I was talking with a real estate coach, and he was talking about, in real estate, it's all about taking swings, you know. And this was from the standpoint of looking for deals, making offers, just taking swings, especially when you're in wholesaling. You know, you're always looking for deals. You always want to look for lenders, and you always want to look for cash buyers, and you just keep on, you know, trying to find deals and trying to get the houses under contract. But here's the point. He was saying, if you swing, you got a result. If you don't swing, there's no results. So basically, like in baseball, if you swing, you're trying to hit that ball. Either you're going to miss it, either you're going to hit it and then it'll you know, create a foul, or you hit it and get a base hit, or you might hit it, get a home run. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Either way, it's like you got results. So even if you make a mistake and you hit it and it goes out of bounds, then you can make an assessment where it's like, man, I shouldn't have hit it the way I did. Let me try it again. Or I hit it too soft, or I swung too soft. You know, you got stuff that you can measure. And so, you know, if you're not doing anything because you're afraid to even step, you're just on the sideline. So if you think about it like that, then just take that first step. And another thing too, you don't have to have all of the information or everything before you move forward. You just start. You just start, and everything you need will come, you know, at that particular time. And that's where faith comes in. You know, I don't know everything about real estate. You know, it's a new area that I've gotten into, and I'm a real estate investor. I don't want to be, at this point, not a realtor. I just wanted to invest because, you know, really, I'm a teacher and a performer. So my main passion is really sharing and performing, you know. And I have aspirations and different things that I would like to do in terms of creating music and doing events for people, where they can come out and enjoy some great music and good food in a nice venue, and record the video and share that with people, have some exclusive type of destinations and things like that. We can have pop-up concerts. I have ideas to do that. And so I'm using real estate as a financial vehicle to create income to support some of the things that I want to do musically. So, but I just started this year in terms of being actively involved. Okay. So, but that's the thing, you know, when you got a vision, you just move on it, you act up on it, and then God will put the people around you. You have to educate yourself. I'm not saying just do it blind. I educated myself. I invested in my education. And even when it comes to music, you know, whatever it is, you got to learn. You got to, might have to pay somebody for lessons. I have people who take lessons from me. I had to take lessons. I had to also get into membership sites. You know, you got to look do do a little, get a little deeper than just consuming YouTube videos, because YouTube is like the first step, you know, it's entry point. You might find people that you really connect with and you feel, you know, you feel them, you like their content, but you know, eventually if you're really serious, you got to pay for that extra. They might have a book or they might have a course or something. And I've purchased, you know, many courses and I've purchased people's books and materials because I needed to get a little deeper from than what they were offering just on the free stuff that they were offering on YouTube. Because really, if you want to be like them or in the place that they're in or operating at the level that they're operating in or have some experience kind of like what they're experiencing, you actually got to do what they did, you know, and so you really got to pay for it. When you're a professional, that means you have the professional gear, you operate like a professional, you know, you're competent, you know what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? So because of that experience, people pay more money for that, to have access to that information. You got to pay for it, you know. So that concludes part one of this particular episode. The audio version is available in your podcast app. Whether you're on an iPhone or an Android, you can download the podcast app and check it out there. It's also available in Spotify as well as Anchor. Just search for my name, Quamon Fowler, Quamon Fowler. If you want the video version, then go ahead and go to YouTube and go to Texas Tenor YouTube channel. That's TEXAS10ER. On Instagram, it's my name. Of course, the website is myname.com. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode. You've been listening to the Productive Q Podcast, where we help you to overcome being unproductive so you can produce in the area of your passion. If you really enjoy this podcast and you would like to support it with a financial gift, go to bit.ly/supportPQ. That's bit.ly/supportPQ. Your financial support will help in the production of future programs. Thank you so much for listening.